you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
The Queen Mary, a Long Beach showpiece for decades. It's been longer at its birth in Long Beach than it was sailing the seas between the United States and the UK. But the Queen Mary is now in a dangerous state of disrepair. That, according to a new report that's just come out, you're probably somewhat aware of the financial problems that the Queen Mary has had under multiple operators over the year, as the ship is typically leased to a company which operates the hotel and the attractions that are part of the Queen Mary in Long Beach. With us, reporter for the Long Beach Post, who's really been immersed in this story for some time, Kelly Puente. Kelly, thank you very much for being with us. Just give us the thumbnail, if you will, of the conditions found currently at the Queen Mary.
Sure. Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. So, yeah, the Queen Mary, a huge icon in Long Beach. But unfortunately, she's really been left to deteriorate over the decades under a different series of operators. And a new report that just came out in April says that the ship is going to need an extra $23 million in urgent repairs just to keep her viable over the next 2 years. There's possible danger of the ship leaking in the hull. There's no bilge pumps to pump out water if it were to flood in the ship. And so really, that now is really a time of reckoning for the city of Long Beach to decide what can be done with the Queen Mary, and if we really want to put a bunch of millions of dollars into keeping the ship viable.
Now, you mentioned the report saying $23 million in urgent repairs that would have to be done very soon. But what about the totality of deferred maintenance? I mean, that's much, much more.
Yes, a marine survey that came out in 2017 projected close to $300 million for all these repairs for the ship, and that was to keep her viable over 5-6 years. And that report now is dated, and so the ship is just going to need a tremendous amount of money to keep her going.
Kelly, let's talk about the problems of the operators, because here's the irony of the whole thing. I mean, it is a big tourist draw. It is a multiplier of what's spent there in other parts of Long Beach. It's proven its value as an economic engine. But at the same time, it seems that every operator, even Disney for the time that it was the leaseholder, really struggled to make it profitable.
Yeah, well, the ship is an economic driver in that it brings tourism and people to Long Beach and for the restaurants surrounding it. But the ship itself has never really been a moneymaker. No operator has been able to figure out how to make, you know, a profit off of running the ship. And that's been a big problem. The land surrounding the ship is really the big moneymaker if it can be developed. And some people said the ship has really hindered development of the land because it goes hand in hand. And so Long Beach has really struggled to find an operator that would put money in the ship and invest in the ship and then still stay stable. We've had just a string of operators fall into bankruptcy, and now the latest operator filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in January.
Now, if I understand correctly, the previous operator, I think it's Urban Commons, weren't they the ones who actually had significant funds that were supposed to go into rehabbing the ship?
Yes, the previous operator, Urban Commons, signed a 66-year lease to run the ship in 2016. And as part of the agreement, the city issued $23 million in bonds and Tidelands funds that they gave to Urban Commons to fix some critical repairs. But now there's an issue of how was that $23 million spent? The city auditor is now investigating how Urban Commons spent that money. The Urban Commons has not provided the city with invoices for how it paid its contractors, and it's very concerning. The auditor has been investigating this for about a year and a half. The city of Long Beach is a little bit at odds with the auditor, saying we have invoices for how the $23 million was spent, But what Urban Commons hasn't been able to show is how they turned around and paid their contractors and vendors. And so there's big questions on where that money went.
We reached out to Urban Commons, the previous leaseholder of the Queen Mary, asking if they could join us, but they were unable to respond prior to this conversation. If they do respond while we're on, we'll certainly give you additional information. We're talking with Long Beach Post reporter Kelly Puente, who's been deeply immersed in covering this story of the Queen Mary and its problems. Kelly, what's the current state of the leaseholder now in its bankruptcy?
Well, now the city is in a battle with the current leaseholder in bankruptcy court, saying that the leaseholder is responsible for over $40 million in repairs on the ship it didn't complete, and that the leaseholder has a number of failed lease obligations, didn't pay close to $5 million in property taxes to the LA County assessor. They owe the city of Long Beach close to $1 million in unpaid rent. There's just a lot of different issues. And so the Long Beach is hoping a judge will rule in its favor and force the leaseholder to cure some of these problems with the lease, but we'll see. We have a big hearing on Tuesday where the city may get more information on what's going to happen with its lease. But it could be the issue that Long Beach may get back the ship, and we'll have to, without a leaseholder, we'll have to decide if it wants to put its own money into the ship.
All right. We're talking with Kelly Puente, Long Beach Post reporter. Also joining us is Director of Economic Development for the City of Long Beach. Remind you, Long Beach actually owns the Queen Mary. John Keisler joining us. John, thank you so much for being with us. I know you're immersed in this legal battle right now with the current leaseholder, Eagle Hospitality Trust. But what are the city's options?
Yeah, thanks, Larry, so much, and it's good to hear your voice. So we're actually making sure that we hold the former operator and debtor accountable for all their responsibilities, and we do that through the bankruptcy courts. So what that means, of course, is being a participant in those proceedings, filing updated information, as this unfolds, and making sure that the courts understand what Urban Commons agreed to, and ultimately what any future operator would need to be held accountable to if they took over the lease.
Well, let's talk worst case scenario. Let's say Urban Commons cannot come up with the money for whatever reason, that there are no more of those funds that the city provided that are available, and no operator is willing to put forward the $23 million in immediate repairs, let alone the hundreds of millions of dollars to make it more sustainable a bit longer term. What does the city do then?
Yeah, well, lots of people have been trying to get it right for the last 40 years. We're committed to historic preservation. That's without question is that this is an incredible international treasure. Over 50 million people have visited the ship since it's been in Long Beach. And so we know that historic preservation is really critical. We're taking all steps and preparing for all the potential scenarios. We're working very hard with, of course, our legal team and also looking at the operations with our engineering team, identifying which urgent repairs would need to be done immediately. And if we do get legal control of the ship, we would be prepared to step in at any time. And so we have a lot of those plans ready to go and to put in front of our mayor and city council as soon as the next steps unfold with the bankruptcy proceedings.
Where would those funds come from?
Yeah, well, many different sources. So as you know, over the last 40 years, we've had a series of different operators. So all of the revenues, including base maintenance and replacement, our capital improvements plan, have been funded from revenues that are generated on the ship or on the surrounding lands, which includes now Carnival Cruise Lines and the passenger fees that are generated from the hundreds of thousands of people who come in and out of the cruise terminal, and all of our leases for other operators that are on the properties surrounding the Queen Mary. So there is a tremendous amount of revenue generated out there. That will be part of the solution, of course. It also sits within the tide Tidelands Fund. The Tidelands area is that waterfront area that you see along the beachfront and in the Port of Long Beach is situated there. And so there are revenues that are set aside for emergency or critical infrastructure repair. So we would be looking at some existing funds that we can put in front of our city council in our community as an option, as well as some of those longer-term options relative to the revenues that I described.
If this array of hospitality companies has not been able to operate the Queen Mary close to profitably, then what chance does the city have to take it on and to operate it as a hotel, restaurant facility, tourist destination?
Yeah, well, that is something that we've been working on, and people have been trying for the past few decades to get just right. One of the really neat things about our public-private partnership model and what we've been doing in our last 5 years is that we were able to establish a historic preservation fund. We call it our HPCIP fund. That was brand new, something that was backed by a new revenue source, which is the passenger fees from Carnival Cruise Line. We were able to identify a list of critical repairs and then work with an operator to get over $24 million worth of repairs done in just the last 5 years, which is twice as much as had been done in the previous decade by past operators. So we think we're moving in the right direction. We found this new model. We've established the first ever comprehensive marine survey back in 2017. We made that public and really let the community know, here's the challenges. And then with establishment of our funds and this new operating agreement, we were able to get a lot of that work done. So we believe we're headed in the right direction. Unfortunately, this current operator, not just the operations, but COVID-19, which hammered the hospitality sector broadly, that really hurt their financing, their ability to generate revenue. So there are some other factors that we're looking at in terms of this most recent situation.
All right. We'll continue our conversation. We're talking with the City of Long Beach's Economic Development Director, John Keisler. Kelly Puente with us from the Long Beach Post, who's been closely covering this story about the future of the Queen Mary. And a little bit later, we'll talk with engineer Edward Prebonik, who has more than 30 years experience doing inspections of amusement park attractions. He was the inspector of the Queen Mary during those Disney years of operation from 96 to 2020. The city also used him after Disney no longer was the operator. We'll continue our conversation in just 1 minute on Air Talk. Listening to Air Talk on KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us as we talk about the troubled Queen Mary and whether the ship is going to be able to be saved. It's got $23 million in urgent repairs. According to the most recent inspection of the ship, it is in danger of sinking. And meanwhile, the city of Long Beach wants to assure that what is a driver of tourism is able to continue operating, particularly now that we're coming out of the pandemic. We're talking with Kelly Puente, reporter for the Long Beach Post. Kelly, just quick response to the points that John Keisler was making about Long Beach, trying this again and, sort of reorganizing things and looking to move forward with the ship.
Well, the city, John didn't mention, the city is also considering transferring control of the ship to the Harbor Commission, where they may use funding from the Harbor Commission. But it's controversial because a lot of the unions in the Harbor Commission say, why are we taking this on? It's going to be an astronomical sum for the city to pay. Do we really want to keep putting money into something that's going to keep costing money and not getting any money in return?
Glennis wrote on our Facebook page, Long Beach City Hall isn't competent enough to oversee the leasing and maintenance of the Queen Mary. This latest bankruptcy lawsuit is proof Long Beach taxpayers are done. $421 million in estimated liabilities currently. That's Glennis writing on the page. Kelly, that 400 some million dollars, what's the status of that?
I haven't seen a $421 million in estimated liability, so I'm not sure where she's getting that. But the $23 million and what the city is putting in, and likely it was going to cost more than that for all the different repairs. It's definitely controversial with the taxpayers of whether the city should be funding this, and considering that the city has let the ship deteriorate under a string of different operators, there's the question of, if the city can continue to manage this.
Even if the city decided, and I have to say, this would be heartbreaking for me, and I'm glad it's not on the table right now, but the city said, okay, we're done with the Queen Mary, we're going to walk away. I mean, even then deciding what you would do with this ship would be an enormous undertaking, given its size and any complexity of trying to move it. Taylor wrote on our Facebook page, watching this piece of history crumble over the last few years has been very sad. This boat is the iconic backdrop of Long Beach. We cannot let it sink. That's Taylor writing on our Facebook page. Joining us, Edward Bronick, who's professional engineer and was inspector of the Queen Mary for a 4 or 5 year period of time. Thank you, Mr. Probonik, for joining us. How extensive is the deterioration of the ship?
Well, it's from stem to stern. It's all through the ship. We have multiple systems, plumbing, electrical wiring, air conditioning has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years, but it's still insufficient. But more critically, we have a lot of structural deterioration on the ship. The lifeboats and the supports for the lifeboats are pretty much completely corroded. The side shells, which are plates that go along the whole length of the ship, visible from standing alongside it, are all corroded and breaking loose. The bilges are in very bad shape. As mentioned before, there is no bilge pumping system. I think the extent of the deterioration is gone well beyond what we're capable of controlling at this point, particularly since there are no funds and no operators aboard to do anything.
When you say not controllable, you think the ship is not salvageable?
Anything is possible. I mean, we could rebuild the pyramids of Giza, but who's going to put up the money? It's one of those issues. We can do anything with the ship. The technology is not exceptional. We're talking about a structure that was built in the 1930s. It's a lot of replacement of steel. It's a lot of replacement of ordinary systems, plumbing and electrical and so forth. But it just will take years and years and hundreds of millions of dollars. So the deterioration curve is much steeper than the curve for the input of funds. So I don't think they're ever going to cross. Where they crossed would be the point where now you've got it stabilized. But it's never happened in all the time in Long Beach, and I don't see it happening in the future.
So you wrote these reports over all these years. I misspoke about the length of time. I mean, you're going back to 1996 that you were doing these inspections. What was the city's response to the inspections you provided showing this gradual and severe deterioration?
Well, I started in 93, I believe, so it's been longer than that.
Okay.
Throughout the years, all the city administrations, the changing personnel in the different positions, and there's never been any real interest. And I would say in almost all of those years, except for 4 or 5 years when there was one director of development who took a real interest in it, no one ever responded to any of my reports. I don't know if they were ever read. So I've written over 300 reports, and only one person down there ever responded to me and tried to do anything about it. And he's retired several years ago. So the response from the city has been essentially nothing. I don't see any real interest. When I would raise issues that needed, I thought, direction to the lessee and help to hold the lessee responsible for their maintenance and so forth, there was never anything that happened. They would write letters to the lessee, he would ignore it, and nothing would happen.
Edward Probonik, thank you very much for sharing with us the details of your many years of doing inspections on the Queen Mary going back to 1993. In closing, I want to go back to John Keisler, Director of Economic Development for the City of Long Beach. How quickly could you get workers in there to start rehabbing the ship?
Yeah, absolutely. So we already have, we're working with our engineers, Moffitt and Nichols, a local engineering firm, plus some expertise from Elliott Bay Design Group. We've already gone through the report that Elliott Bay recently completed. We have used throughout the years, and I met with Ed Probonik monthly aboard the ship with the construction teams every month for the past few years. In fact, those were the reports we used to default the operator for not addressing those issues that were raised. So we're very familiar with them. We've publicly disclosed them many times, and ultimately we have created a plan for both an immediate short-term fix with our current engineering teams so that the city council can move forward as soon as legally possible to enter the ship once the bankruptcy proceedings allow for it. So we're ready to go, Larry. We're absolutely committed to historic preservation for addressing the urgent and critical repairs. At the moment we are allowed to legally enter the ship, we'll be ready to go.
All right, John Geisler, thank you very much. Appreciate your being with us. He's Director of Economic Development for the City of Long Beach. My thanks to Kelly Puente, who's been reporting extensively for the Long Beach Post on the plight of the Queen Mary and the $23 million needed in urgent repairs just to keep the ship afloat in Long Beach. Have a great rest of the day and weekend. I'll continue with you on Film Week coming up momentarily here on KPCC. And I want to thank our terrific crew of producers who are absolutely invaluable. Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, Natalie Chudnovsky, Lindsay Wright, Julia Murray, our news apprentices, Manuel Valladares and James Chow, and our engineer, Parker McDaniels. Thank you all so much.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.